Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from undercover tourists. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from undercover tourist and authorized seller and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with undercover tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hey, you guys, we are back with another episode of 902-1ONG.
We're here. We're all here.
We're all here, besties. We're here. I wish we were like here. Like, but we're here.
I know, but soon we're planning our special trip.
I know, we are.
We're having a special trip?
Like, yeah, a girls' getaway together, all together.
We're going to Santa Barbara. Oh my God, which is crazy perfect. We're going to Santa Barbara. Wait, I just realized.
Is it a spa weekend?
Yes.
Montecito.
Can we have free spa treatments the whole weekend?
Oh, guys, my gosh.
I'm freaking out because
we planned everything.
We started planning our trip like three weeks ago.
Before this episode.
We're going to Montecito.
Oh, gosh.
That's nuts. So
I cannot wait.
So you guys are probably wondering what we're talking about.
Yeah, so am I. No. What are we talking about, Amy?
Oh, well, you mean our little secret trip?
Well, we're talking about, because this episode, you'll see, you'll hear, Or if you watched it, it involves spa treatments and the girls going away for the weekend. And we're actually doing that. But we had planned that before we rewatched this episode, which Amy probably already knew about. But as you know, Jen and I had no idea it was coming.
Maybe subconsciously. But Danielle, our other producer, we planned it and we want to go to Santa Barbara because Tori and Jenny have this awesome idea. They're going to get together and they're going to watch the episode and then we'll film you guys watching it. So you see how they actually react. During when they're really rewatching it.
So people will be able to watch it?
Yeah, we'll figure out how they'll be able to see it too. Yeah.
We're transforming the podcast.
And so we picked Montecito totally random just because it was like, oh, we'll be able to get there. Everybody can come. And then I forgot this whole episode is about a trip to Montecito.
Montecito.
It's meant to be.
Before Montecito was even in to go to, I think. Like 30 years ago, like did people travel to Montecito?
Did you guys travel to Montecito?
I didn't. It was too grown up for me.
Yeah.
Was that? Where did you film that?
It was the Montecito. That's what it was called.
It was the Montecito, but it was no like Montecito, like it wasn't Rosewood. It wasn't Four Seasons. It wasn't.
Wait, so you really went to some place called the Montecito?
No.
It was pretend.
That was fictional. Where was that?
Why don't we tell everybody about the episode and then we'll get into the deep.
This is true.
Okay, let's do this. Season 3, episode 18, Midlife. Now what? Air January 13th, 1993.
It sounds like the tagline to my life. Synopsis. Brenda, Kelly, and their mothers, Cindy and Jackie, as well as Donna and Andrea, enjoy a good life for the weekend at a posh health spa. The Montecito, until Brenda overhears a conversation about Kelly's stepdad's unfaithfulness to Jackie. Meanwhile, Jim questions his midlife crisis with his secretary, Dottie. Dylan finds two separate fantasies about a future with Brenda and Kelly not fulfilling. Also, Brandon starts gambling on basketball games with Nat's bookmaker, Duke.
Directed by Robert Becker, written by Lana Freestat Melman and Chip Johansson.
I don't even know where to begin.
Was she married to Jeff Melman, one of our directors?
Maybe. That's what I was thinking. Huh. You don't have, you know, just two Melmans on a show and not be related.
Probably not.
Well, what'd you think of the episode overall?
I really liked this one.
You did?
I did.
Amy?
10 out of 10. I loved this.
Yeah.
Whoa. 10?
10 out of 10. This is one of the best episodes. Even the dumb flash forward with like gray hair.
Those
Dylan
are my favorites.
Those are the best parts.
Loved it.
This show has like four significant storylines.
And aside from one of them, I was there for all the rest. I'm not going to be into bookmaking and like, you know.
Gambling.
The gambling and Duke and like whatever.
I mean, let's talk about that one first since it's basically not a storyline. It's just like a little dangly carrot, like is something coming with Brandon and gambling? Does anybody
know?
And
you know who the guy is that's playing the like bookie?
No.
Okay, so do you guys know that song? I'm 99.9% sure I'm right on this. So do you remember that song from Family Ties when like Alex P. Keaton and Ellen fell in love and it was like, what did you think?
Yeah.
That guy that sang that is Billy Vera.
Billy Vera.
And Billy Vera played the bookie.
And
he comes back.
Yeah, and is he going to sing?
Nope, I don't think so.
God damn.
No, he's just going to take Brandon, hopefully, down a torrid road of gambling.
Wow.
I really want it to develop into something because now it's just nothing and like.
Well, you guys, Brandon's going to have a real problem.
Well, yeah. That's very 90210, as we know, when you dangle something that could be an addiction, it happens on 90210.
And they're dangling another, Jenny.
There's lots of dangling going on.
There is.
Do you know what happens to you?
I feel like I do know what's coming, yeah.
You know what's coming is the storyline that people have talked about for years. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's the diet pills, right, Amy? It's the diet pills. Diet pills. Yeah, because
I think Kelly, I know what you guys are talking about and I don't remember it, but I don't know.
Your problem areas?
But I feel like there's some foreshadowing going on for Kelly with body image issues.
What kind of a hotel is this? Because they have the worst employees.
I'm going to work on your problem areas.
The whole time. Who says that?
Do you have problem areas? What?
To a teenager.
To a 17-year-old. What the hell? Like,
and then yeah. The other employee is just like outing people's affairs loud.
Yeah. And like gossiping. Same story to just all the people that come there for a massage. So it's so bad that her coworker literally puts her little Walkman headphones on. Yes. So she doesn't have to hear this BS anymore.
Well, let's, she's heard let's it like be honest. Times. Okay, wait. Should we go back and even like in yeah, case go you back, have not let's watched? Go.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Okay. The girls go on a spa weekend to the Montecito.
Oh, I thought I was like beginning. Okay. It was 1990. Jenny and I met. And when I walked in, I was like, hi, I'm Tori. No,
whoa.
Okay.
That's too far back.
Not that. Too far back.
Okay. So, fast forward.
First of all, really quick, Steve's shirts are now buttoned back up to the top, which
knit it. Like, what's the knit with the one button? No.
I don't. It looks like he can't breathe. It's so tight.
And the gum is back.
I didn't see gum. Where
Brandon's
was
gum?
First opening scene, Brandon.
Brandon's gum. This is funny because I just watched a movie with my kids. You know my passion for Tom Holland. I know I'm old enough to be his mother, but love him from Spider-Man. So Uncharted, this movie, and that was his thing. Like, is that a thing? Like, cool young guys, they like, he was like chewing on his gum. Yeah, and I was like, it reminded me of Brandon. And I was like, okay, I guess.
Is it like the Brad Pitt, how he was just always eating in Ocean's 11?
I mean, maybe it was a conscious choice for 10 years for a character to chew gum. I don't know.
Wait, you think Jason chewed gum for 10 years? No. When you guys were together on the show,
did he?
If it's
going to be a Brandon choice, it's going to have to like be consistent for it to be like a thing.
I feel like it's not going to be consistent. I feel like it's a one season wonder.
You feel like maybe it's because he had onions for lunch?
You just made me puke in my mouth.
No one thinks it's Nicorette. I don't want to be like outing anybody, but like, you don't think it was some kind of Nicorette?
Oh.
Yeah, because he used to smoke. So maybe it was, you know, when people need that thing in their mouth besides a cigarette, yeah. They chew
but
the gum.
During a scene, like, wouldn't it have been okay to spit it out right before, like after rehearsal even? And it's, gum he chomps on it.
And it was back on the bus. Remember when you guys, a couple weeks ago, went to the school for Christmas? Back, yeah. He was chomping on
it. I feel like it was like Hubba with Bubba. Everyone.
I feel like it was a choice.
All right. Well, maybe someday if we ever talk to him again, we'll get to ask him. Write that down.
Okay. Noted.
But who wouldn't want a free weekend at the spa? Moms are paying. Let's go. Sign me up.
They definitely called it a health spa, which was very 90s.
A health spa.
How was it healthy? I mean,
it was so crazy when like.
Because I feel like in the 80s, okay. They called it a fat farm.
Amy, they totally call it a fat farm because my mom used to always say, she'd be like, I'm going away to the fat farm.
In the 80s. That was
and I'd be
full,
so scared. I would be like, first of all, my mom didn't need to go to any kind of fat farm, but like that was the thing to do. And she would go away for a weekend and they would do all these treatments. It was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, what's the one? And it's like in Palm Springs. And there's the green one she used to go to. It was like, yeah, they would drive to it and just stay there. And they're on a calorie count. They do colonics. They do massages. And like, they get you to lose weight. They still have one. Like, we care.
It was very
80s. Amy's frozen and laughing so hard. Wait, there she is.
She's just laughing. I remember in the 80s, like, it was the very era, like, my mom had bright red painted nails and, like, ladies were wearing fur coats. It was very dynasty. Fur coats, Rolex watches. And then, like, I would say, like, oh, where's so-and-so's mom? Oh, she went to the fat farm for the weekend. And it was like, what? Like, that's what they called it.
I prefer wellness retreat.
Yeah, but then I've seen so many movies with wellness retreats where they go and then they like lobotomize you. So,
or it's like a horror movie. Yeah.
So it was very 90s to segue to the health spa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even David's like, my girlfriend's at the health spa. Like,
do you think people like teenagers watch that and we're like maybe that was big in LA or something, but like I can't imagine all over the United States people are like, oh yeah. They were probably, that's not a
thing. Definitely looks like, woo, indulgent.
Like bougie.
Fancy, yeah. Ritzy, yeah.
Rich.
Except the hotel looked like.
A Hilton.
A business. Yeah. It was.
Was that even a hotel? Like what? what was that big room where they're like, when they're checking in and everybody's like lounging on the couches and they haven't even gotten any massages yet?
I think it was.
Can you guys scan your brains at all to figure out where you were? I was Googling it last night.
I honestly
like
don't even
remember
filming that episode. So
I said to myself, you would think I would remember being completely submersed in a bubble, a bathtub full of mud with three other girls that
and
I
nothing.
Remember that.
Same. I got nothing.
Nothing.
No,
nothing. Like
I did the same sort of like help, like dip, have your body in a mud bath on What I Like About You. I remember that, but I do not remember this.
That's so crazy. You did it twice.
Yeah.
Well, that's so funny. Apparently. What are the chances? And all I can think is nowadays you would never do that. That's how unhealthy, like that's so disgusting, that mud bath. And like, do they drain it each time? I was like,
exactly.
Yeah, they probably didn't. People just got in one after another. Like, ugh.
Oh, like, and I wouldn't want mud up my parts.
Oh, you're right.
Well, you probably don't. I mean, yeah, it could get up there. Now that I think about it.
Wait, it looked definitely like a hotel though, because
it did.
So I don't think they recreated that or built that, because it was clearly a hotel lobby with the reception desk and then like the locker room with the lockers. Like, where were you guys?
You know what it reminded me of, Jen? Obviously, it wasn't, because that was in Vancouver. It reminded me of the reboot that business hotel we were supposed to do our convention at. Mm. Like, right?
I thought you were going to say it reminded you of the time when we went to get our nails done and Musso peed on the couch.
Oh, no.
I was like, which time? Wait, oh, my God. Oh,
sweet Musso.
Peed on, oh, my God, in the nail salon. They were so nice about it.
Yeah. Yeah. He peed on the cushion.
He literally cocked his leg. We both had our dogs with us because they had traveled to Vancouver. We had to get our nails done. We were shooting the next day. And they sent us to this, like, this nice spa. It was a spa, like, and they did our nails in the section, had cushions, and they were bringing us champagne, and he cocked his leg on one of their cushions.
Oh,
like,
no.
And they pretend, and Canadians are so nice. They were like, oh, it's fine. I was like, oh.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
There's a scene with Jackie and Cindy in the kitchen. Everybody's getting ready to go. And they talk about Brenda and Kelly, which I thought was like really fascinating. They acknowledge like, oh, thank goodness they're on speaking terms. Mm-hmm. And then the one of the moms goes, until Dylan makes his choice. I thought like, oh, whoa.
Even the moms know about this ridiculous situation.
Yeah, the fact that they know made me, like, it made me scared a little bit because it just made took me back to when I was a kid that, like, you didn't want your mom to ever hate the guy you dated because that would be it. Like, once they knew something bad, they missed, you know, weren't nice to you. Like, is Cindy Walsh going to be okay with Dylan? Like, right. I can't imagine. Like, that's major.
I just was like, oh, wow, the moms totally know what's up.
I just like that, this episode has Kelly and Brenda, like, being friends and having that fun friend energy, and then we get to see all four girls together, and I love when the show does that.
Same. I do, too, except there's one moment where I thought Brenda, like, Kelly was really struggling, and Brenda was like, come on, Kelly, like, we're going to the spa. And I was like, that's not very, like, sensitive.
Well, I thought that you know, when you're best friends with people and you're close with them, you can kind of be snippy or snappy sometimes and they don't take it personally. And you can talk to them in a way you probably, other people that hear it might be like, yikes. But yeah.
Well, sure. We'll discuss. I mean, I do like them. I like all the four of them. Mm-hmm.
But the thing, the whole like energy of this storyline kind of made me feel weird, like, insecure almost. Like, it was a lot of women versus women and a lot of comparing in this episode, a lot of like
very odd stereotypes of like even Dylan's flash forward, whatever we call it, where one of the wives is just like popping out babies and then the other one is just Kelly just shopping, spending all the money that the man was making. I was like, what?
I
did
mean,
that not yeah, make
it
you
was
guys
not.
Go,
it was not PC. Like it wouldn't work now. It made me laugh just because I thought like Luke was so funny and
yeah, he looked funny.
And he's all Brenda. And, like it was just I don't know. It was just funny. But
it was totally entertaining. But I was like, oh wait,
yeah, that wouldn't. Oh. You would never write that now.
No,
but you're but right. It, yeah, it just, you're so like, right.
It was like a lot of like body comparisons mm-hmm. going on. And then and then that just sort of became a through line for the whole episode with Jim and his midlife, oh. whatever, and Dottie. And just, oh, I've always, since the beginning of this whole Dottie storyline, I've always been like, why is Brandon at home talking about Dottie the way he's talking about her? And they just like, I don't know. It just feels like they are objectify Dottie so meanly. Like, made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, this one I was really like, I don't know. The whole Brandon of it all being like, yeah, go dad. Like, it really offended me because I was like, whoa, like, God forbid something happened and Jim left his mother. Like, how would he feel about for his mom? And like,
he'd be like, cool, dad, she's hot.
Like, yeah. What? Like, it actually offended me, I guess, because mm-hmm. I have boys. I'm like, I would want them to like support me. Like, and he was just like, yeah, dad, yeah. get it. Like,
exactly.
It's all very inappropriate now.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, God. And then yeah. how Jim tells the doctor, the midlife now what doctor, like, I'm having feelings or I think about her and I think she's coming on to me. And I'm just like, oh, God.
I was awkward. Thinking, is this another one of his fantasies? Because please let it be that he's speaking like this about Dottie.
What?
And also, sweet and sour baby lamb?
Amy? That was one of my favorite lines.
Same for me. I was like, wait, what? Jim Walsh eats, his favorite thing is sweet and sour baby lamb?
First of all, isn't baby lamb, like, isn't lamb
a baby,
baby
anyway? No, wait.
You're asking the wrong girl. I don't know.
I've eaten a lot of Chinese food and I've never
seen a lamb on a Chinese menu.
Or baby lamb.
Baby lamb.
But that was supposed to be like a wink wink to like a baby lamb, like a lamb like caught deer in the headlights, kind of like a young, like, is he taking advantage of her? She's Ew. Taking advantage of him and she's the prowess and he's just the innocent baby. I don't know. I thought it was like a metaphor for something. No. Or
maybe.
Just a Chinese dish that somebody, one of the writers liked. I don't know.
And do we think Cindy would really be nervous about Jim?
I didn't like jealous Cindy. I got to tell you, like, Cindy's always been so strong and classy and like confident and, you know, just secure. And I didn't care for this Cindy being all jealous and concerned and worried about her husband.
True, yeah. But it's human.
I mean, it's real life.
I don't know if there's anyone that doesn't get jealous a little bit, even.
True, even though they do have a good marriage and you wouldn't think. Although, I think if Dottie would have gone for it with Jim would have done it.
The way, though?
No, but like, he would have made out with her.
He still did it a little bit. Like, he's still emotionally, mentally went to a place that wasn't very respectful of Cindy.
That's true. But as a man's fantasy, it's not cheating. It's just...
True. I just think if Dottie would have kissed Jim, do you think Jim would have kissed back?
Yes.
Well, he did in his fantasy. Well, she was great at doing her that role. She was, you know, sexy.
Well, and she so hot.
Burned him at the end so bad. Like when she's
But the kissing was weird.
Yeah, but then she's like, I have to quit because my boyfriend proposed. Bye. We've harassed Jenny about her best kiss. Who was yours, Tori, all throughout 90210? I mean, I'm assuming I know what you're going to say, but like, give us maybe number two.
I was
too.
Like, please don't say that again.
Give us number two. Who was the second best?
Oh, it was probably because it was like every girl's fantasy, including mine. Like, it was a dream sequence that Dylan had and he kissed Donna.
Oh.
So I got to kiss Luke in a scene. And I was like, oh, dying. Like, of course, everyone.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know, but I just, when Jim, earlier in that story, when Jim does the math in his head and he adds up things, God. I got a little excited.
It was sexy.
Yeah.
Even Dottie was impressed. Jim.
She was.
I might not like what's happening, but I still love my Jim.
Speaking of math, I was trying so hard to figure out, were Jim and Cindy our age now, then? Or were they
probably younger?
Older.
You sure?
See, I thought they seemed older too.
Okay, thank God. Then I don't feel as bad.
We'll be able to figure it out, but it's just going to take me and my calculator because I'm going to have to figure out, like, did they ever make a reference to how old they were? How old were the real
actors?
Maybe
it's the suspenders that's throwing me. But I'm going to go with older.
Well, and this is super crazy, but like, have you ever seen those things? I mean, they talk about it with the Golden Girls and the Sex and the City ladies.
I know.
That like what 50 looked like then is nothing what 50 looks like now. And I saw one the other day of like, what the Jeffersons, like their age.
Compared what age were they supposed to be?
What I saw was Jamie Foxx played George Jefferson in that like Jimmy Kimmel thing. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about? And then the real Sherman Hemsley who played, they were the same age and Jamie Foxx looks so much younger. So it's a kind of weird, like people look younger now at the same age as older.
I mean, it is crazy.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think when we all heard, I think when we all heard about the Golden Girls thing, that they were what, like 47, 46?
I still can't believe that's what? True.
That actually made me feel real good about myself. I'm not going to lie. Thank God, because there's a lot of things we watch that make us feel really old. Like that was like,
I
nice.
Feel like TikTok had that wrong. Like, I'm not sure that but stat was totally accurate. But don't you think totally they were, like,
gussying up the Golden Gals to make them look older?
Yes.
Like, because that was the whole thing. They lived in Florida, and then they were,
I don't know. Because, like, Rue McClanahan did, they aged her up because she was supposed to play, like, the mother, but she was actually younger.
That was Estelle Getty.
Estelle Getty. Sorry. My bad.
We'll have to do the math on that, too. It's going to take me a minute.
You're not like Jim. You can't do it in your head.
But Jim said in this, when he was talking about midlife, he said he acted like he was past midlife.
Yeah,
he said he made a reference of age, like midlife, like, oh.
But maybe midlife, because now we think of midlife being 50, but maybe then it was like 40 or something if people didn't live as long. I don't know.
Wait, if midlife's 50, that means I have to live to be 100?
That's what I'm hoping.
And plus.
Ugh, no, I want out.
What do you mean? We always talked about the rocker scenario. I'm not sitting in a rocker by myself.
I'll sit in a rocker tomorrow with you. I don't need to be 100. I'm not, does not sound fun. No offense to anyone that's listening that might be 100, but I just don't think that's for me.
I'll go for 100. Wait, you guys, I'm jumping around a little bit, but how classic was Steve when he talks about the party in the Palisades?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but nobody ever goes to the party. It's just fizzled for nothing. Like, he said it for nothing. I don't get it.
I was wondering, like, if that one came from my dad, because in that time, like, my actual, like, high school friends, they were always going to parties in the Palisades. That's what we would do.
I mean, the Palisades.
I wanted to see the party in the Palisades. Who doesn't want to see a party in the Palisades?
You wouldn't. So it's so random that it was in there. And I was like, did he just add in these little things that he would be like,
no one else gets, probably.
But like, that's my daughter's life. But
well, because they do make those LA references. Sorry, my top is a little low here today. But so I think
Speaking of the party in the Palisades.
Dylan to say, I don't want any more girls. Like, I've got enough problems, which gets us to him pensively thinking about it.
That storyline with Dylan can't decide between Kelly and Brenda, then he sits in the same spot in the peach pit for the whole episode, contemplating it, listening to the same sad music. I don't.
And reading a book.
This episode was just the peach pit. And the Montecito.
They saved a lot of money on this episode. That's what I'm thinking.
Looked like it could have cost them some dollars, you know, because.
Right. So they're like.
So they had to on the rest. Yeah.
I think the Walsh house got used a couple times. That was it.
Because I'm going to say, I feel like the mud bath room and the spa treatment rooms. Those were all sets. Mm-hmm. So really? They had to build that specifically for this episode.
I remember the only thing I really do remember is the shower scene when we come out.
And the
everybody
towel.
Has freezing. Their hair freezing. In a towel except me. And I'm like, why did I have to be the sucker with the wet hair?
And you were so cold. Brr,
that freezing. One. But I remember that scene being on set.
Yeah, definitely on set.
Oh, really?
And I have a vague recollection of the tub full of mud being on set. And I remember we were in it and we couldn't move because the mud would slosh around and they didn't want it to look messy. I just remember that was like a thing, like, because there's four of us in there and the mud was just a perfect level. There was no like splashed out mud anywhere. How did that happen? Because
you're right. What were we wearing? Those they used to have like back then, like there wasn't Spanx and stuff back then, but they used mm-mm. to have like nude things that you would wear
like for a tube people top. That went
like when they were doing like love scenes. Mm-hmm. So you would be like covered under the sheets and stuff. Yeah. Those like nude tube top. And like granny body, panties, but
I can't imagine. I was probably wearing boxers under there. I don't think I would ever worn one of those nude bodysuits they gave you. They always put those in your dressing room. You're like, nah, I'm not wearing that.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877- 0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Let's talk about Babette.
Okay.
Jenny, Babs. Tell us what your initial thought
Kelly
was of that.
Does not like Babs the moment she sees her. She's like, has, you know, like PTSD over Babs because Babs represents a really dark time for Jackie.
Jenny, I did think very subtle, but we knew immediately just by your facial expression.
Something's going down.
That's how I am in real life, too. Like, you know, the instant with me, like if something's going down in here, you're going to see it on here.
Oh, my gosh. It's true. The minute you see her meet somebody, you know exactly how she feels about them.
I wish I could hide it. Like, I try so hard.
But you're honest. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like, being her friend for years, I've seen that look. And I'm like, uh-oh. What's the backstory here? What's going on?
That look was real because I knew you did not care for Babette right away. And I didn't know why. I actually couldn't remember. And then you tell Brenda quickly, that's how my mom got drugs. A lot of references.
I didn't know what was coming. I saw Kelly's reaction to Babette and I knew that it was, I mean, I know Kelly pretty well. So I knew that Kelly was like thinking, oh, this is the drug, a connection to Jackie's bad past.
I've obviously never done drugs, but what's a toot? Did she say something about a toot?
A toot?
A toot.
Wait, what did she say?
Did I get that right? That she's
you
like
need a little toot.
Yeah, is that drugs?
Or she said I do a toot here and there. I
said, that's a fart, you guys. That's not a drug reference.
That's in our house. We never said the F word. Not F E C K. The other one, F A R T.
Right, right.
We never said
F A R T.
It was always toot.
She has cute words for things. Yeah. A toot.
I swear I wrote down she did. She
did.
She
said
a toot is when you take just a little spoonful and go like that. Not that I know. I don't know.
Speaking of spoons, for a minute, may I ask you this?
Dylan is drinking his spoons.
Speaking of spoons, did you guys notice Dylan's stirring his coffee at the Peach Pit and the spoon?
Oh.
What the heck?
Did you guys notice this? I remember something.
Wait, I don't know. Wait, was it all the one wonky. Where he knocks the coffee on him?
Yeah, and then at one point he's stirring the coffee or something, and the spoon was crazy.
It was as if Dylan was so stressed about his big controversy in his head between the two girls that he bent the spoon.
I don't remember this part.
Do you remember? Is this Luke that I'm thinking of? I remember he had like a party trick where... it might not have been Luke. It might have been one of my husbands.
One of my husbands. Stop. Oh my God.
I'm not sure. It gets all a little foggy in there.
If anyone listening missed that, Jenny literally just said, it might have been Luke or it might have been one of my husbands. Like, continue.
Well, it gets confusing, Amy. Okay. So there's like spoons on the table when you sit down, right? And they would take the spoon off the table and under the table, they would break the spoon. So now there was one broken spoon. And then they would take the other spoon that's not broken, and then they would say, look at my mind powers. And they would put the half of the other broken one in their hand somehow and convince you that they were breaking the top of the spoon off. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, you're so powerful with your mind powers. And then it would snap off. But they wouldn't really. I don't know.
Okay, so this isn't working. No. This is working because I know what you're talking about, and I witnessed it. I don't remember if it was Luke, but it definitely wasn't one of your earlier husbands. I don't remember them having good tricks like that. But
I feel like maybe it was Luke because then this spoon thing, this whole gag with the spoon bending the spoon makes sense. Like that was probably his choice.
Yeah, that, I definitely remember that spoon trick on set.
So yeah, back to the spa.
Yeah, let's talk about Babette, Jackie. Okay. Jackie finding out about Mel cheating, which did come back to me. I was like, oh yeah, this is really
it's going to be real?
Yeah, Mel moves out, I think.
Oh my God. Hey, I had this hope. I was like, okay, next episode, we're going to find out it wasn't true.
Because Jackie says maybe they can work it out. I don't know. But I was like, no.
I think they, no, I don't remember no what happens, but I, this is a thing. They do work this out, is right? a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because obviously, like, Mel didn't come home. Like, what's going on?
But wait, we don't have proof.
Yeah, I know. This is all hearsay, you guys. Yes. Allegedly. The masseuse lady says, that there's some fancy oral surgeon.
The housekeeper says, no, I know.
She confirmed he didn't come home?
Yeah, oh, I didn't come home.
David's Mel like, well, I didn't do a bed check.
Okay. There were some great lines in this episode, too.
David got a little cranky because he's studying so hard, I guess. He's kind of cranky throughout the whole episode.
Yeah. Were you happy
imagine
that-
the masseuse talking like that about like, oh, my best, she got together with her best friend and, you know, and then the poignancy of that for Kelly and Brenda as they're getting massaged, like thinking, oh, that's our story she's talking about.
And she says the name. She's like, he's like an oral surgeon, Dr. Mel Silver. And then you're just like, oh, what?
My favorite part of the massage scene where the camera work in this episode was great. I loved it.
Wait, you liked those body pans up the feet onto the people on the exercise machines?
No.
They made me feel
uncomfortable. Okay, fine. I liked it only because the first one, I was like, didn't know what was coming. And I was like, ooh, look at those little gams. And I was like, it's me. And then I was like, oh, God, sweet. Yes, that's what my body used to look like. And then I had a moment. But in the massage scene, you both are kind of laying flat, getting your massage. And I loved your face in that because I was like, look at that. Like nowadays, we'd be like, we're not doing that angle. Like your face was all squishy and everything. And I was like, oh, you were so young that no matter what angle you put your head at, you looked perfect.
There's a lot of close-up
and it was so impressive because you didn't care. Remember back when you didn't care and you just could do anything and you're like, oh, it looks good.
Mm-hmm. I remember caring back then too, but not about that angle.
Not about face stuff, right?
What about the arms?
Amy really wants to talk about the arms.
There's so much arms.
I can't.
And I can never because of what Jenny said about her arms. And I'm like, I didn't notice it though, by the way. I did not notice it.
What I say about my arms?
I looked at your arms. Your arms are perfect.
My furry arms?
I thought you meant like arms. Because now Jen and I, like, we don't like arm stuff because it's like, well, hers are better than mine. But like, oof.
I can't see my
mom
fur.
Used to call them. My mom used to say, Eddie, when you hit a certain age, a woman never waves because wave goodbye arms. Wave goodbye. And I'd be like, that's crazy. And then I'd be like, hope that never happens to me. And then it's like, hi. But
do about that, though? I've been trying my weights. Will
you
that work?
Got to use the dumbbells.
I've been using my
1 pound and my 5 pounds.
I haven't. It's doable. Like, I could still salvage this, right?
Wait, did you guys not hear?
What do you mean salvage it? Like, save it for later?
Your arms are fine. Your arms are...
No, get rid of this.
No, your arms are fine. Totally fine.
Yeah, somebody can do something.
Someone can do something. Nowadays, you can do something about everything. It doesn't matter.
Did you guys not hear the line when David says, I didn't do a bed check? And then Kelly says, Brenda says, that was like pulling teeth. Well, his dad is a dentist. Did you guys not hear that?
No, didn't hear that one.
That was a good one.
genius line of all time. Oh my God. I laughed out loud.
I don't know. I just, the whole like, let's talk, like when Kelly's starting to get insecure about her body because the lady talks about her.
It went from problem areas. Problem areas to counting calories to talking about bulimia. Like it was just, whoa.
A lot. Out of nowhere. Because Kelly's like a really confident girl. Like I didn't ever really see this coming.
No.
But that's the tough thing that I always feel like, you know, obviously they map out where the stories are going to go. Like I wish they would trickle things in a little bit sooner. So it's not like one episode, all of a sudden she's insecure when we've never seen her be insecure about her body.
Right. Or maybe like clue the actors in along the way, like in three episodes.
Yeah.
So then you can ramp up for that, you know, emotionally, like lay some stuff in. So it doesn't come. So it
feels
so
like they're doing the exact same thing with the gambling. Yeah, so they're doing the eating disorder thing and the gambling thing. And we know, oh, we're headed for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Did it bug you? I didn't love it. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was like, this doesn't track. Like she's not.
I mean, when I watch it, I watch that young girl, the real person acting, like it playing that role and having to say like, you know, it just made me like feel bad for Jenny, for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like my the young me, because you know what? Life is hard enough. This business is even harder on your, you know, mental well-being and your confidence. And there's so much rejection and all the things that go with life in general nowadays. And just having that like reinforced in me at such a young age. Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's so many times when I'm watching this show and I'm like, no wonder I have hangups and issues and have had therapy for so long. Like it all's coming back. Like I see it. I see it happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how you felt when you read that script that was happening? Were you like, why me? Like, why am I the one that's like, my body? You know, because that's what I was thinking when I was watching you in the locker room. Because you have a beautiful body. But I was like, gosh, like, I was young too. Like, if I'd gotten that storyline, I would have been like, wait, is something wrong with my legs, my butt? Like, why am I getting this storyline?
Wow, that's
you know?
A really...
And there's no reason, but did you feel that way?
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I internalized that.
And that's...
On a lot of levels. Just like I internalized the whole, this is a cheating episode. All men cheat. Yep. This for me was like, what? This there's a line later. I tagged it as like, not my favorite line, but my favorite standout line. Why do men cheat? Why isn't one woman ever enough? And that just sears through me. Even just saying it now, just it's so upsetting that this young girl, those young girls, Kelly and Jenny, had to stand there and say something and internalize it. And, you know, it sort of soaks into the fibers of your beliefs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa, that is Jim's cheating, Mel's cheating, Dylan's cheating. What messages are we sending? Like, and then now, I don't know. I guess at some point the show really does change and start to become more about like, I mean, more topic, you know, we always did topics like that, like, and tried to show both sides of it. But I just feel like this episode specifically was like, whoa, there's just a lot of negative messaging coming in.
Heavy.
Yeah. And sister, it's just beginning for you.
Oh, great.
Like, poor Kelly, the stuff that she went through over 10 years. It's, yeah.
Yeah, this episode in particular, and I don't know if I would have noticed it back then the way I noticed it now. Mm-hmm. The eating disorder, the drugs, the cheating, and then the sort of like very female stereotypes, very male stereotypes, even like, midlife now, what? Like, it was all like, whoa. still super enjoyable to watch. Like, I love the episode, but it was like,
oh. I loved it. It was really fun, but it was, you're right, a super inappropriate episode. Like,
it's fun to watch, but like, it's kind of gives F's with your mind.
Yeah. Okay. Before we have to go, there was a couple things I thought were so funny. I think someone at the hotel was mentioning, maybe it was Bebette, the celebrities that come to the hotel. And it was like Cher,
Lonnie Anderson,
Michelle Phillips, and Lonnie Anderson. I was like, way to name check. Like,
back then, those were the girls. That was like J-Lo and Madonna, totally. Whatever. I don't know.
Right.
And or then Kelly
all guest
had
stars
the,
on the Love Boat. But yeah.
Exactly. Was Cher on the Love Boat?
That one I don't know. But Michelle Phillips and Lonnie Anderson
were there.
Definitely.
Sure.
Yeah.
There was some good fashion going on, especially Jackie.
Really? Was there good fashion? Because I saw another GD floral vest on Andrea right out of the gate.
And Kelly had those thick socks. Thick socks with the sneakers.
The scrunchy socks? Weren't those weren't those called Eric? Wasn't the brand name of those Eric? I don't know why that's sticking in.
Wow, I don't know.
The pushy.
I don't know, but they came back last year and I tried to wear them and she was mad.
Oh my God. Jim was in a lot of plaid. And then Brenda rocked the gingham at the end
I thought this was a big sweater episode for Jim.
A lot of sweaters.
I actually wanted that orange sweater he was wearing.
Dylan wore really the iconic brown jacket again. So we are seeing that, like the brown jacket, very 50s. Yeah. Like whenever you're at the Peach Pit, you're like, I don't even know what decade I'm in.
I mean, yeah. Jackie brings it though. She always brings the high 90s fashion to the show. I love it.
And the workout outfits.
I feel like
just reminded me of your workout video.
Oh my God, the spandex was on fire. Oh,
I feel like we could do 3 episodes about this episode.
Did you guys have any other favorite lines?
I liked Andrea saying, I feel like a piece of sushi. Although she's never had sushi.
But now I know what it feels like.
Right? And I was like, oh, that's so 90s. I guess like sushi was just taking off then. Like it wasn't. And yoga. Like,
yes, there was a shout out to yoga.
It was like all those things that were kind of that we are like, oh, that's our everyday now. But it wasn't that in then. Donna saying I ate a whole loaf of bread. That whole scene gave me a little PTSD because I was like, oh. It's true. I was a bottomless pit then. I had high metabolism.
There was a shout out to the environment, which I thought was, oh.
We've had those like, before, though. I feel
Yeah, they a few times, especially with the Dylan surfing. Yeah, they definitely were like conscious of a lot of things. Jim can do math. I'm just looking through my notes.
Wait, were you as excited when Dylan wore the suspenders as you are when Jim wears them? I just have to ask.
I didn't have the same reaction, I've got to be honest, but I did really like the like poofy belly. They made him kind of look a little paunchy there in the tummy area.
That like rode up when he had the kids. They had 6 kids. Brenda and Dylan in his dream had 6.
Insane.
Well, one on the way. So 5 kids and expecting one. And I was like,
Brenda coming down the stairs, holding a baby, holding wallpaper and wearing a pregnancy pad. I was like, wow. That's
and all I kept
right
thinking
there.
Is like, gosh, they were trying to do something so far-fetched. Like they have like a ridiculous amount of kids. And I was like, I wonder, like my dad never met my children, but I wonder then if you had told him like, by the way, your daughter will end up having 5 kids. He'd be like, what?
That's every day at your house.
Yeah.
Really fast. Is there significance to that license plate on the wall that says BK8985? Peach Pit?
Where? It's in the Peach Pit? BK89.
Might be for a later day, but I made a little note of that.
89 what?
85. Black license plate, BK8985.
We'll have to inquire.
Yeah, we can.
Fans, let's know.
We should ask.
Stay tuned for that.
Darren
everybody.
Will know. Don't you think Darren will know?
Wait, say it again?
Oh.
I said, don't you think
otherwise,
Darren
I
know?
Feel like, yeah, we've covered it, but yes. I could go on and on.
And that's your territory. So add that to your list, ask Darren. you know somebody has that license plate, I'm sure, somewhere.
No,
some
I
fan
mean Darren
has
Martin.
It.
I bet you Darren Martin has
oh,
it.
Oh, our Darren. Ask Darren Martin. I thought you meant Darren Star.
No,
no, Darren Martin will know. Okay, yes.
Who's
yes,
Darren
yes.
Martin?
He's like the number one 90210
bro.
Oh, yeah, no the way. Keeper, yes, ask him.
He's known as the keeper of the code. Him. And he has a room full of like everything from the show and just like he gets these cool things that him. No one else can find. If you ever need a picture or information, ask Darren Martin. He knows.
902. Please ask him. And then also honorable mention to the black, Kelly's black suit, you know, in the future with the leopard, a lot of leopard.
I think my daughters have that hat. Like that hat came back in like a year ago.
Totally
that
did.
Leopard hat.
It did. You're right. That outfit was very dynasty. Like very
I hate
you're
it.
Like Crystal Carrington. Like,
what am I wearing? What
respect for Andrea's love of free samples also.
She had a lot too. And they were full sizers, people. Those weren't just like the little ones. Those were the big ones. Well, that's it. That's it for this week's episode. Next week, we are going to be talking about episode 19, Back in the High Life Again. I can just hear the song. I'm not going to try to sing it for you because that'll hurt your ears.
Oh, is it that song?
No, sing it.
Go ahead, Dan.
We're back in the high life again.
Nope, not it.
Say, okay, just say a few words. Say, do it.
I will not.
What is it? Amy, it's like do you know that song?
It's like a...
Of course. Do I know Back in the High... Back in the High Life Again.
That one? Is it Don Henley?
That's what
No, it's not Don Henley. It's Bruce Hornsby.
That's not what you did. You did something entirely different.
That was like some Kenny Rogers thing or like...
No, it's... Yeah, I feel like it's... Oh, yeah, no, it's Steve Amy Winwood. Did. Steve Winwood. Sorry, Steve Winwood. Winwood. So pardon
Back
me,
in Bruce the High Hornsby. Life Again, anyways. Yep. Please excuse our singing.
I hope they used the song.
Have a great week, everybody.
Love you guys. Mwah.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.